making fun of a South Park episode, I think, that they released about her. So, yeah, that's all I'm really going to say about that. Like, whoop. Let's see. Anne Hathaway as Boo York. So she has a Boo York City t-shirt. She's dressed kind of like a ghost. Her face is painted white, and then around her eyes is a little bit black. And then she has the Statue of Liberty crown. Not my favorite look at all. I love Anne Hathaway. Don't get me wrong. I'm actually really excited because supposedly they announced a new Princess Diary movie. This look just was not it for me. I love the pun of Boo York. It wasn't it to me. It reminds me, isn't there like a Monster High movie that has to do with Boo York City or something like that? At that point, lean into the Monster High, girl. I'm loving to see all the Monster High. There's this one group of girls who went really viral right now on Instagram for dressing up as the girls from Winx Club. And I'm obsessed with it. The commitment they put into it. I'm pretty sure they hired like a photographer to give them a real photo shoot for it. And these are just, you know, just girls, you know, and they're not celebrities. I love the commitment to it. This looks like Dollar Tree Party City. I'm sorry, Anne Hathaway. I love you, girl. So let's see. Ice Spice as Lilu from The Fifth Element. I've never seen The Fifth Element. I think this costume looks great on her, though. Sophie Turner as Trinity from The Matrix. Well, the costume looks amazing. Very much like the glasses slay, the outfit slays. Again, the backdrop could be better. Could be better. Let's see. Okay. Halle Berry as a witch. This I love. I love everything about this because the backdrop, it's amazing. It gives very 80s Halloween trick-or-treat neighborhood. The costume, amazing. Has a leg slit and very cute tights with these, well, not tights, the like sheer socks. They look great. And she also posted a picture of, I'm assuming this is her cat, but she has a black cat and it's adorable. A little kitten. I think she really did kill this one. Sierra as Naomi Campbell. This, she ate it up. Completely ate up this look. Backdrop is good. It's simple, it's plain, and it looks professional. It looks amazing. I love it. Chrissy Teigen as Day of the Dead costume. Slacking? Yes. I literally can paint my face too and like call it a day. So I'm not impressed. Let's see. Halle Bailey dressed up as Halle Berry in the ride. Wait, in Die Another Day. So this is cute. I love it. I like when celebrities nod to other celebrities. Like, it's very cute. It's humble. Let's see. Kelly Osbourne as an astronaut. Her son Sydney as an alien. And Daniel as Charlie XCX. That's funny. I think Daniel could have pulled in like a outfit to match them. I don't know. Does that have to do with Charlie XCX? I'm like a little bit out of the loop with that singer. Like, I don't know much about her, but I like the costume. I like the family costumes. Let's see. There was another girl dressed up as Alex. As Alice. Ava Max. Tallulah Willis is a prawn. I'm pretty sure she's just wearing a onesie. It could be better. It could be better. Let's see. Nicole Peltz Beckham as Playboy Bunny. I like this. This is cute. It slays. The background slays. It's very simple, but it's good. Ricky Thompson as a fallen angel. I like the look. I like it. It's very nice. Very college party type of style. Tom Sandoval and Victoria Lee Robinson as Ghostface and Becca. I think this is the commitment that I needed. They committed to the outfit, they committed to the poses and the photos. I love it. Absolutely love it. Let's see. Alabama Barker as a cat. Nah, people have already done cats like every single Halloween. Jennifer Hudson as Whitney Houston in The Bodyguard and Janelle Monáe as E.T. Okay, I'm actually really triggered because the photo is not loading and I really want to see how that turned out. Lucy Hale as Lamb Chops. What? And her dogs are just the best lamb chops too. Zoe Deschanel, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, as Angie Katsanevas. I don't know who that is either. And Jonathan Scott as Wolverine. Wait, like in, like the Property Brothers or? Hold up. Is this the Property Brothers? David Dobrik as a sailor. No. Pixie Law as an Aperol Spritz. It's cute. And the background is giving. Very cute. And that's the end of the list for the BuzzFeed thing. Now, I need to see this E.T. costume. Who is it? Janelle Monáe as E.T. I need to look this up. Because what? Let's see. Janelle Monáe Halloween costume. Oh my goodness. What in the world? Well, the commitment was there. E.T. costume is out of this world. You won Halloween again. Wow. In a series of snaps shared on Instagram. Let's see. In a series of snaps shared on Instagram page, the Knives Out star can be seen morphed into Steven Spielberg, Far From Home being, and OG drag queen E.T. In one picture, Monet is dragged up and wearing a Kamala Harris badge. Okay, what does E.T. have to do with Kamala Harris? The costume looks great. Like, it looks amazing. And I like she genuinely put a lot of dedication into not only the costume itself, because I mean she genuinely looks like E.T. But also the backgrounds of the set look amazing. Yeah, I love it. It looks great. This 10 out of 10. I'm also a big E.T. fan, so of course I have to give it a 10 out of 10. That looks just wonderful. I'm kind of waiting to see Heidi Klum's costume to see if she can beat her because Heidi Klum goes all out. Do you guys remember the year where Heidi Klum dressed up as a worm and it was just iconic? And then another year she dressed up as Fiona. And I think another year she dressed up as a peacock, if I'm not mistaken. But her costumes go so far out. Like, when I talk about commitment, the first thing that comes to my head is Heidi Klum's commitment to these outfits. All right, so I kind of want to see Heidi Klum's old Halloween costumes. Let's see. There is an article called 25 of Heidi Klum's Best Halloween Costumes Over the Years. Let's check it out. All right. 2022, she dressed up as a worm for Halloween. That was actually very funny. It, like, I don't even know how she moved around in that thing because, no, but like, how did she move around in that thing is what I want to know. 2021, she was a zombie. Okay, that one's okay. 2022. Oh, 2020 is a toilet paper mummy, but the photos. Oh, Alright, 2020 is alright, is alright. Okay, now 2019, Flesh Eating Alien popped off, completely committed to the look, and it looks amazing. Completely committed. 2019, a firework. No, I don't like this. She just slapped glitter all over her body. Not committed to that look. 2018, Fiona and Shrek. This I love. This is 100% amazing. Fiona and Shrek outfit. It looks great. Let's see. 2017, Michael Jackson's Thriller. Okay, I think she slayed in this. This looks great. 2016, Heidi Klum. She dressed up as herself. Yep, she dressed up as herself. And in her 2016 party in her Victoria's Secret best with an army of lookalikes. Interesting. 2015, Jessica Rabbit. Now, she kind of went all out with the prostetics here. She like I think she glued on like a lot of prosthetics to her face and chest enhancements for this costume. So she went all out for the costume. And it's not my favorite because I think she really was going for like a botched look, which is fine and all. But I think, who is it? This Halloween, Megan Thee Stallion dressed up as Jessica Rabbit, and I think she did a better job. I think it looked great. 2014, she dressed up as a butterfly. It's kind of funny. Not necessarily original, but very funny. 2013, she dressed up as an old lady. The commitment to this is crazy. How did she do this makeup? What? This is insane. It looks amazing. Let's see. 2012 as Cleopatra. I think it's been done. It's been done before. I like the gold. No, it's just too much gold. Been done. 2011, the human body. Oh, she dressed up as all the muscles. Honestly, she looks like she's from Attack on Titan. I would have just said that. Like, oh, I'm one of the Titans from Attack on Titans. 2011, she dressed up as from the movie. She dressed up as an ape. I'm assuming it's from Planet of the Apes, but she's just genuinely just dressed up as an ape. It looks fine. 2012 as a robot. I love this look because there's just a lot to look at in this look, and you can tell that there's effort put into it. Very, very nice, very fashionable. 2009, she dressed up as a crow. I love it. You know what? But that's just me being biased because I'm obsessed with crows. I'm like just dying to train a crow in my backyard. I like it. I like it. I would wear this. I'm not gonna lie. 2008, she dressed up as a Hindu goddess. This one really went like over the top in a good way. This one was all over the internet when she did it. 2007, a cat. Nah, y'all already know. I said it earlier. Cat has already been done. Already been done. 2006, the forbidden fruit. She dressed up as like a snake wrapped around an apple. The outfit's not my favorite. The execution looks very cheap. You know what? I should have made a podcast of like rating outfits instead. 2005, a vampire. Been done. And I'm saying been done with cat and vampire because I mean, I've done cat and vampire. 2004, she dressed up as a witch. I can't even tell she's a witch. She's wearing like a bunch of red, a big red wig, a big red hat, a big red boots, and then like a trail behind her that's also red. Not my favorite at all. 2003, the year I was born, she dressed up as a golden girl, but like just like a girl in all gold. I like it because it's nice visually. The article says, okay, so she's not quite Betty White's style of Golden Girl. The model gave off major gladiator vibes in this metallic gold number. I don't like that it's like I can't it's not from something specific that I like. I can't just say, oh, it's from that movie. It's just dressed up in all gold. Oh, man. But the year before I was born, 2002, she went as Betty Boo, and I'm obsessed with it. Has it been done? Yes. So has the Jessica Rabbit. But I love to see it. You know, that's a costume I don't mind seeing repeated all the time. 2001 as Lady Godiva. 2000 as Dominatrix. And I think that's where it stops. Was it 2000 or 2001? No, it was 2000. Yeah, that's where it stops. So that's just a little description of some of the Heidi Klum outfits over the years. I'm still obsessed with Heidi Klum's outfits. I really want to see what she comes up with this year. And yeah, like overall, I kind of want to go on Instagram, look at celebrities, see what they've done. I wonder if Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber, and a little Jack Blues have an outfit, a matching family's outfit. Let's see, Hailey Bieber Halloween. Let's check it out, guys. So last Halloween, she dressed up in 90s fashion with like a bunch of flowers, which it was very beautiful. This Halloween, still no post, so we're just going to have to wait. And then the other Halloween, I think Justin Bieber was dressed up as Woody from Toy Story, and she was dressed up as a nurse. They really missed an opportunity there, because she could have gone dressed up as, what's the girl from Toy Story that's dating Woody, and she, like, is a shepherd. Hold on, let me see this. Hold on. I don't even remember her name. It was like Bo. Was it like Bo? Let me see. Okay, I'm gonna look up Toy Story now. Toy Story characters. I'm gonna look up Toy Story Woody's girlfriend. Bo Beep. Yeah. She could have dressed up as Bo Beep and he could have been Woody. Or he could have dressed up as like another nurse or a doctor and they could have both been in the medical profession. And matched. I don't know. I love matching costumes. I love to see the commitment. I think last year or a few years ago, me and my family, we all dressed up as vampires. Again, I know vampires, not that original, but I liked that we're all matching. This year, I don't think we're all going to be matching. I'm dressing up as Katniss Everdeen from Hunger Games, specifically from the first movie. Her outfit, like when she's in the games. So like, the green cargo pants, the black shirt, black jacket, braid. I actually bought a bow and arrow for this look and the pin, the Mockingjay pin. And I'm trying to remember what else I got. Oh, so the arrow that I ordered didn't come with like the satchel that she has on her back to carry the arrows. So I had to build it myself out of cardboard and fabrics and duct tape, but it looks really good. It holds up, so that'll work. But yeah, and you know, my tradition is usually to walk around my neighborhood, say hi to all my neighbors, because we're a very tight-knit community of neighbors. So I just walk around and say hi to them. You know, my other neighbor, she's throwing a party, so what I do is I start at her party, walk around the neighborhood, and end it at her party. So I'm really excited for that. Oh, my friend just sent me a gif of Katniss Everdeen. That's so funny. So let's see, what else is like just going on in general? Oh, you know what? I actually, you know, a surge in costumes that I've noticed, because people have been posting, like, way before Halloween, people have already started posting their costumes. Because Halloween just starts as soon as October starts. I've noticed people dressing up as Wicked, as the Good Witch, and the Green Witch? I don't know if she's bad. I haven't seen Wicked yet. They've been dressing up as that duo. That's very cute. A lot of other celebrities have been dressing up as Travis and Taylor Swift, which is hilarious. let me think what else the duos, Sabrina Carpenter and Jenna Ortega in their Taste music video. That's been another duo that people have been dressing up as. Of course, something popular that everyone dresses up as is the Disney princesses, always, every year. Let's see, what else? What other costumes has there been this Halloween is what I want to know. Watch next podcast, I'll come back letting you know, updating you guys on what costumes have come out. So now that we're, you know, we've got the costumes out of the way, which I'm kind of sad about because I really wanted to see more costumes. We can talk a little bit about like the tea or just the stuff that's on the news when it comes to celebrities. Speaking of Selena Gomez, because I know we already mentioned her earlier in her costume, they are doing a reboot of Wizards in Waverly Place. I don't know exactly how to feel about it yet. I don't know. I'm gonna give it a try, but I think some things are better just left how they are, in my opinion. But they have been promoting it nonstop all over my Instagram, all over, I don't know if it's been on my YouTube, but I've been getting ads for it nonstop. So, I mean, I am going to watch it. I am going to give it a chance because Wizards of Waverly Place was, like, one of my biggest inspirations as a kid. I, like, dreamed about being Alex Russo. And growing up with all boy cousins as my siblings, it accurately was how it was growing up with my siblings. Like, we would fight a lot, but in the end, we would love each other. We love each other. And it holds a very special place in my heart. So I don't want it to get messed up with this new reboot. It is nice seeing that Selena Gomez and I'm trying to remember his name, the guy who plays Justin. I'm horrible with names. I don't know if y'all have realized that over the time of listening to this podcast, but I'm pretty bad with names. The original cast, I'll just say that. The original cast, most of them are coming back, except for the guy who plays Max Russo. Supposedly, he hasn't made a comeback yet, which is interesting to me because he is one of the main siblings. There's only three siblings, so he is a main sibling. They are making a story in the show, supposedly, where he just became a billionaire off of a bunch of sandwich shops. I mean, good for you, Max. We always knew you were going places, but we want him in the show, you know? He's one of the OG siblings. Justin Russo apparently is a middle school teacher. That's very, very fitting. Very fitting for Justin Russo because he is very uptight, very always right, very with the books. And Alex is very like rebellious and things like that. Alex is the cool aunt kind of character. Justin has kids. I don't know. We'll just see how it is. But there is a bit of drama behind the scenes because the guy who, you know, used to play Justin Russo's best friend got blocked by the guy who plays Justin Russo. And a lot of it has to do with some controversial things of that guy growing up to, you know, make adult content. And like, there's like just a lot of drama behind it. Justin, the guy who plays Justin, is just not about those career choices that he made. Yeah, it's like, that's interesting. Interesting career choice. So let's see what else is going on. Oh, I forgot to say, someone dressed up as Mariah Carey, which was pretty funny. Let's see. Pete Davidson is removing all of his tattoos. Now, if you don't know Pete Davidson, you should by now. He's removing all of his tattoos, which is a lot. Like, he's got two sleeves of tattoos. Famously viral last last year or a few years ago, he got a few Kim Kardashian tattoos back when they were dating. And now I think it's just funny that he's removing all of his tattoos. I wonder if he had like Ariana Grande tattoos as well when they were dating. He just was known to just, you know, go get tattoos. But none of his relationships seem to last. And he is like, he's known for dating the next big celebrity. Especially if he does an SNL performance with them, he ends up dating them. Because that's what happened with Ariana Grande, with Kim Kardashian, with I don't even know who else, but it was someone else. So yeah, he looks great. He's just removing his tattoos. He's talking about how painful it is. It's more painful to remove them to get them done because, you know, you are essentially burning it off of your skin. I've noticed there's like a shift in Hollywood of to become more natural, I would say, because, you know, you have like a lot of people removing their fillers, removing or Botox, I don't know, removing work that they've had done and just showing a natural side to them or being more honest about work that they've had done. And now you have a lot of celebrities removing tattoos as well. So it's an interesting shift in Hollywood. Yeah, it's an interesting shift. I don't have like many opinions about it. I think everything to the extreme can be bad. In the sense of too much of one thing is bad, like too much plastic surgery, you know, it can do damage to you. So, yeah, I think you should love yourself naturally, but at the same time, I have nothing against people getting, you know, enhancements or procedures done. So let's see what else. Okay, so Travis Kelce is going to be singing on a Christmas record with his brother, Jason Kelce. Is it Kelce or Kelce? I just keep saying Kelce. So that was not on my bingo cards for 2024, Travis Kelce singing. But I guess there is two musicians in that relationship. He also goes to say, you know, that he's really happy right now with Taylor Swift, which is really good. I'm happy for them. I think she needed that stability and he is providing that stability. So props to him. I'm so obsessed with this photo of them that's like circulating the internet where he's wearing like a very 90s style Gucci hat. And so my friend is he's listening to the podcast and he's letting me know it is Kelce. Okay, so thank you for that. It is Kelce. Shout out to I'm Jokey05. Go check out his channel. He makes a lot of gaming videos and he's just overall a really great friend. So check him out. Great person, great personality, great content. So I'm obsessed with this photo of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce where he's wearing a Gucci bucket hat. It looks like it's from the 90s with a, you know, a Gucci shirt. And then she's wearing like this very cute checkered red dress. Checkered red and white dress. It's so cute. They look like a picture stopped in time. It's adorable. So a lot of people are obsessed with that outfit as well and seem to have been taking that as inspiration for Halloween. So people are dressed up specifically as that look for Halloween. And I'm all for it. You know, if I had someone to dress up with like that for Halloween, I would too. But we would make a knockoff Gucci hat because, you know, I'm not going to be buying a whole Gucci hat for a Halloween costume or in general. I don't think I can afford a Gucci hat. Let's see. Taylor Swift and Sabrina Carpenter, you know, they sang some of Sabrina Carpenter's songs together on the Eras Tour. Very iconic. So what happened was Taylor Swift, she has her Songs of the Night, which are usually like a guitar song that no one knows what it is until that night, until she announces it, like, okay, today I'm gonna be singing this. Like, the rest of the concert goes on as expected, but then she switches out her those specific songs each night. So she pulled out the guitar and started singing Espresso on the guitar, and she was like, I think this would be more better if like Sabrina Carpenter was here. Should I call her? And then she pulls out her cell phone and calls Sabrina and was like, man, you should go perform this with me. Like, and then Sabrina was like, yeah, sure. You know what? I'll head over there. And she's like, okay, how long would it take you? And she's like, 5 minutes. And then she pops out from behind the stage and they sing together. Very iconic to me. I loved it. I loved every part of that performance. Now, a lot of the fans have been editing memes about their performance together because of Ariana Grande's SNL skit that was recently released. So Ariana Grande, she made, I watched it, it was hilarious. She made a skit for SNL where they were bridesmaids and were performing, the bridesmaids were performing a song in honor of the bride for her wedding. And the song is a parody of Espresso. And it's, you definitely have to watch it. And she's singing really, really out of tune. Although the bridesmaids are singing specifically out of tune. And it is the most hilarious thing, especially since Ariana Grande is like one of the most talented singers. Like her or hate her, she is genuinely the one of the most talented singers vocally. I would say Taylor Swift's one of the most talented lyricists in the world. But anywho, they were singing really out of tune and all the wrong lyrics. And now people have been editing that audio over Taylor Swift and Sabrina Carpenter's performance, which they did a great performance. But now they're the fans are editing like the really like bad singing from the skit on top of the actual concert, which it was really funny to watch. I'm sure Taylor Swift and Sabrina find it hilarious. I don't know if I talked about this last week. I know I talked about Ariana Grande being on SNL and her boyfriend supporting her. But she did a lot of different skits for SNL. Like, she was Jennifer Coolidge, and then she was pretending to be a little Italian boy in the Renaissance. And then she did this bridesmaids one. And they were just hilarious. It really shows that Ariana Grande has a really good sense of humor. And I like, love seeing her on SNL. And everyone loved it. You know, people are still very divided over the scandal with her and, I already forgot his name, but I keep calling him SpongeBob because that's what he's famous from. Now what is his name? That's going to kill me. But, no, that is going to kill me. What's his name? Let's look up SpongeBob's name. It's the guy, Ethan Slater. Okay, I remembered it. I didn't even have to look it up. Let's go. See, guys, you see how horrible I am at remembering celebrity names? It's just, yeah. Yeah, it's funny though. I can remember my friends' names, like just meeting them. I'll be like, oh yeah, I remember your name. Celebrities, like I don't know them like that, so I don't remember their names as much. I feel horrible. You gotta pay a certain respect to those who have made it in the industry. But yeah, Ethan Slater and Ariana Grande, after their whole cheating scandal where she left her husband, he left his wife there for them two to be together, people are still like very apprehensive about now this whole Wicked movie and how they keep trying to market their relationship as they fell in love after having left their partners, which we can clearly see on the timeline that that is not what happened. But so far, you know, they've lasted this long. I'm of the opinion that at this point they should stay together, because if they went through all that trouble and hurt so many other people, like at this point, at least make it worth it. You know, that's just, I don't know. None of what they did was right. So yeah, I feel bad for Ethan Slater's wife the most because, you know, she just had his kid. She just had his kid. She has a baby, and that baby's not going to have his father. So, I don't know. I think it's very disrespectful. I mean, I don't think. I know it's very disrespectful. But I hope that his wife or ex-wife now finds someone way better to, you know, be a good father for that kid and to actually be there for her. Because she deserves it. And they were high school sweethearts too, which is, it's insane. Like, it's like you never really know someone, I guess. It's insane to me. very much, very much insane. But yeah, just out of everyone, Ariana Grande. SpongeBob is who you choose? Okay, I'm not gonna judge. So let's see, I don't know, let's see what else is let's see what else is going on. Just more costumes. Everyone's talking about Halloween today because it is Halloween. But I need some tea to talk about. Oh, okay. This is some tea, but not the greatest tea. As a Taylor Swift fan, I kind of want to pretend I didn't read this right now, but Taylor Swift, an old interview of Taylor Swift is circulating right now where she said she would take PDD to a prom with her and that he treats her really nicely. The fans are very torn about this old interview that's coming up. They're saying maybe she said that stuff to protect herself. You know, she didn't know any better. I don't know. I don't know because of the amount of celebrities that have been... That are showing up on the list of being involved in this case is insane. Like you can't trust anyone now at this point. I don't think personally she was involved with any of that stuff. I think she just, I don't know. I think she was just young and name dropping. But at the same time, she was very close with Justin Bieber, and Justin Bieber is very heavily tied into the whole P. Diddy thing. Now, Justin Bieber, I remember this one time Justin Bieber pulled a major prank on Taylor Swift when they were young, very young. He invited her on like a to the beach into like a house, and they threw like this firework, and Justin Bieber pulled a prank where it hit a boat, and a yacht full of people, and then the yacht started sinking, and then Taylor Swift felt like horrible, like she just murdered a bunch of people, and then Justin Bieber was like, it's just a prank, bro, and all the people were fine, and after that, like, things did not go the same between them anymore. And then especially after how Justin Bieber treated Selena Gomez, because if you don't know, Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift are best friends, or have been known to be best friends, and still support each other. So Justin Bieber was really, really stupid for that. And whoever allowed it was really stupid as well, because they were filming it, so this had to have gotten approval from multiple people. Those are the type of pranks that it's just, that goes too far. It goes too far. You know, that psychologically can mess up someone. There was a show I used to watch that was about pranks, but they knew how to prank people properly and it actually be funny and not like messed up. I think today people don't know how to like prank someone in a good way, if that makes sense. Now everyone can do anything and just say, oh, it was just a prank. No, that's not how it works. But yeah, that happened such a long time ago. So I don't know if maybe since Taylor Swift was in that circle, maybe she was also a victim of P. Diddy. I'm not going to defend anything right now, but at the same time, she was really young when, you know, she was in the circle with Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez and Diddy, all that stuff happening. So she could have very well easily have been just at the wrong place at the wrong time, you know, name dropping at the wrong time. I don't really think she's involved in a negative way. I just think what she said did not age well, did not age like wine, aged like milk. Meanwhile, Beyonce and Jay-Z might be going down with the ship because they are heavily involved in the P. Diddy scandal. And now people are accusing Beyonce of having stolen a lot of different songs. So I'm just going to sit back and see what happens with this. Me personally, I've never been the biggest Beyonce fan. I know a couple of her songs and I like a couple of her songs. I know people who are huge Beyonce fans, and this would probably like break their hearts if this was all true, everything that was happening. So to me, it won't affect me heavily. I'm just going to sit back and see what's happening with it. If it was Taylor Swift, that would get me. I would feel really like, dang. But yeah, just that. Oh, a bit of news. Nina Dobrev and Shaun White are engaged. Okay. So, recently, right, I've been watching The Vampire Diaries. I'm on the last two seasons. And it just came to my attention that Nina, who plays Elena in the show, is dating a character named Damon. Apparently, her and that actor were dating in real life. So the Elena and Damon in the show were also dating in real life. And apparently, it was this big scandal back in the 2000s that Damon cheated on her with his best friend. With her best friend. And part of it was she wasn't ready to have kids, and he just went and cheated on her. And he's still married to this day with the best friend. And actually, during that time, the best friend was, like, not happy about them acting as a couple together in the show. And which is what supposedly led to Nina dropping the project and, like, them having to end their seasons or end their story in the show. Which is crazy because I haven't even gotten that far. So now knowing that they're not going to be in part of the show is like, what? They're my favorite couple of the show. And knowing that that happened is like, oof, that's not pretty. Yeah. But the guy who plays Damon and the guy who plays Stefan from Vampire Diaries, they are in Orlando very soon. They're going to be in Orlando and for a meet and greet. I was trying to look at the prices because, you know, despite everything that happened between them, which has nothing to do with me, I would like to meet the actors because I'm a big fan of the show. And Damon is my favorite character. I don't know about, like, the guy as a person. He seems to have, you know, grown from what he did. But, I can't justify anything from what happened. I don't know these people. But I did want to meet them, Damon and Stefan, the brothers from the show. But it's expensive. It's like $200 to take a photo with them, and then you had to pay another $129 to get an autograph, and that's separately. So $200 to take a photo with Damon, $200 to take a photo with Stefan, and then $129 to get an autograph from this one, $129 to get an autograph from the other one, not including the fee to get into the event in general, which is probably like another $200 or $100, I don't even know. And it's all the way in Orlando, which is far from me. So, couldn't go. Unfortunate. Hopefully one day I can meet them. But, yeah. So, now I'm happy to see that Nina is finally, you know, engaged. After all this time that's passed between everything that happened, she's finally found someone good for her. So, it says the actress, 34, and the Olympic snowboarder. Oh, he's an Olympic snowboarder. Okay, Nina, who is 36, got engaged in New York City in late October, according to Vogue. White popped the question with a 5-carat diamond ring under an arch of white roses at the Golden Swan restaurant. Oh, okay, okay. I went into shock, Dobrev told the publication of the surprise proposal. I just froze and stared at him. Later in the night, the couple were joined by friends to celebrate with caviar and champagne. Oh, what it must be like to be rich. Let's see, where was I? Champagne. Before they ordered Shake Shack and dumpling. Okay, that's my type of people. Shake Shack. I love Shake Shack. I'm obsessed with milkshakes. My friend listening to this knows I'm obsessed with milkshakes. White came up. What did I just click? Hold up. White came up with an elaborate proposal plan to make sure he caught Dobrev totally off guard. According to Vogue, he had his publicist send Dobrev a fake invitation for an intimate CFDA Vogue dinner with Anna Wintour. Oh my gosh, Anna Wintour is like one of the biggest names in fashion. So that's pretty crazy. He made the invite look so legitimate, Nina said. When she arrived, the only people present were White and the photographer. He said all the right things, Dobrev recalled to Vogue. White shared the happy news on Instagram with a series of photos and captioned, "She said yes." That's very sweet. And the photos are so beautiful, so romantic. Dobrev captioned the same photos, "RIP boyfriend, hello fiance." Oh, okay, okay. A little bit of a cheesy caption, but you know, oh well, they're happy. That's all that matters. Dobrev and White started dating in 2019 and moved in together at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. They were a lot of couples, kind of, I just noticed this, a lot of couples moved in during the pandemic, but then didn't end up together because of all that time that they spent together kind of just ruined things. So it's good that them two were able to, stay together. That just shows that they have a strong bond. They went Instagram official with the relationship in May of 2020 with a series of snapshots of Dobrev giving White a quarantine haircut. Oh, I remember those. My dad gave me a quarantine haircut. And then I dyed my hair green. And it I'm never dyeing my hair again. That was a look. That was very much a look. Then it says, "We're just enjoying our time together right now. No pressure," he said. But I told her, I was like, "Look, after the Olympics, I finally got my freedom to do whatever. And let's just have fun and be together and support each other." Okay, well, that seemed to have worked out very well for them. "But you never know. We'll see what happens," added White, who retired from competing following the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. The pair first met during a brief encounter at an awards show in 2012, but they weren't formally introduced until 2019, when they were both giving presentations at an event in Florida organized by motivational speaker Tony Robbins. Recalling their first dinner together following the event, the three-time Olympic gold medalist told People in January 2022, "I actually didn't know anything about her. The place was packed and she was like, let me go see if I can get a table." White said he then smiled knowingly when the hostess of the restaurant began blushing as Dobrev spoke to her, and remembers thinking to himself, she probably told her there's an old gold medalist over there who wants a table. The Vampire Diaries alum and the hostess were soon joined by several other members of staff, but when White went over to the group, he wasn't met with the response he expected. "Can we get a photo with her?" White remembers one of the waiters asking, and I was like, what's happening? What's going on? It was actually really funny. So the dude thought that he was the celebrity there. That's where you were mistaken, sir. Going on to praise Dobrev, White told People, "Nina's just been so supportive and so amazing through the whole process for me. Through the pandemic, she was a lifesaver. She really made that time of my life special." Oh, okay. Let's see what else this is. As well as moving in together, the couple also undertook a DIY home renovation project together during the pandemic, painting the entire exterior of Dobrev's West Hollywood home. "We went to the hardware store, bought a bunch of paint and brushes, and definitely got in over our heads, but it was really fun," White told People. Okay, and that's the end of the article. This is in People's magazine. That's why it says he told People. I just realized that was a slow one for me. But yeah, that's a really nice article. I really like this. The other, I guess, really quickly before I go, I do want to mention that right now, there's kind of like a robot race happening, like kind of like how we had a race to the moon. I feel like a lot of companies right now are racing to see who can make the best robot. Like Tesla with their Optimus. Well, right now, Boston Dynamics has a robot called the Atlas, who has such fluid movement that, you know, he really is a good rival to the Tesla robot. And the Atlas, the people in Boston Dynamics kind of took a jab at Tesla because the event that Tesla just held recently for the Optimus robots, it was very clear that the Optimus robots were being remotely controlled by employees at a different location. So they weren't running on their own artificial intelligence. And the Atlas robot company, Boston Dynamics, threw a jab at Tesla by saying, hey, at least we don't have people remotely controlling them. They are fully autonomous. They're fully AI. They fully can control themselves and they can correct themselves whenever mistakes are made. That right there is incredible to me. If there was a robot I would be investing in, it might be the Atlas, simply for that reason, because as much as the event that Tesla held was more for publicity, it wasn't actually for like to show how they work. I don't like that they were controlled by employees, because that takes away what's so cool about them. And what's so cool about them is that they are AI and move on their own. But yeah, I think that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening and have a happy Halloween. Bye-bye.
Call me crazy, but I had this vision. One day that I'll walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, drums get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled. And I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the village and say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children. But if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Straw in the gold, jump, I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with the
monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster.
You're listening to Hawk Radio, Hillsborough Community College.
Song on so many different dials, cause I got more kids than a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barack, barack. Man, I'm like a young gun, fully black, barack. I cry teardrops over the massive attack. I only make hits like I work with a racket and back. Look at my jacket and hat, so bizarre, so down to earth. I'm bringing gravity back, adopted by the major. I want my family back. People work hard just to get all their salary tax. Look, I'm just a writer from the ghetto like Mallory Black. Man,
where the
I used to be the kid that no one cared about. That's why you had
screaming till they hear you out.
Stingy with De Niro, might buy you crisp, but that about it. Might light your wrist, but that about it. I might wipe you and buy you nice whips, mom, but you really gotta ride nice. Know how to work your hips and your hands priceless. Profess your love to Hov and I never let you down. Get you bling like the Neptune sound. Okay, hot hold, too hot to hold. Ladies love me long time like Tupac soul. Only way to roll, jiggering two ladies, I'm too cold. Motorola, two-way page, come on.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't punish me.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
I said, give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't punish me.
Mama, give me
that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
I'm a hustler, baby. I just want you to know. It ain't where I've been, but where I'm about to go. Now I just wanna love ya, but be who I am. And with all this cash,
more money, more problems,
you'll forget your man.
Same song, I'm back, been around the world, bro. Manson girls that dance with girls from Club Cheetah, the Club Amnesia, the Peanuts in LA, bubbling in Dublin, can't deny me. Why would you want to? You need me. Why don't you try me? Baby, you want to? Believe me.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bullish me.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
So give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bullish me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff. Give it to me.
Bands.
Already got one rolled up in my left hand.
In my left hand.
You're my mind tighter than the headband.
Then
my lungs got gun in my sweat glands.
I'm
on better than the next strand. Then the next strand, better than the next strand. She head down, booty popping in the handstand. Shine bright, I give your girl a slight tan. I make that whistle like the Old Spice man. I don't even understand why she'd ever want a man. If she ever throw it, I catch it like a corner bag.
Like a corner bag,
that's an interception. You think I give a fuck? That's a misconception. Oh, what a night.
Yeah.
Oh, what a night.
Yeah.
The roof is on fire.
Yeah.
So what? I'm high.
Yeah.
I say, oh, what a night.
Hey.
Oh, what a night.
Hey.
Yeah, she a bad, bad, bad. All jokes aside.
Hey, look at baby over there. What's up? Little mama come here. She started talking, but I really couldn't hear her. Until she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like she care. Like she do it in the mirror.